Councillor Albert Doherty at a recent Regional Health Forum meeting, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Albert.
Good morning, Greg.
What made you feel this is a question that needed to be asked?
Principally, listening to those at the coalface, our health workers, listening to stories emanating from emergency areas of foul and abusive language, of physical disturbances, and lastly, of security at the hospitals, and particularly I was responding on Letterkenny University Hospital, particularly where it was deemed necessary to seek Garda assistance. I purposely did not want to include the Christmas or New Year's Eve period. I went from January 1st till the last day for submitting a question, and really the statistic that 4 or 5 times a month, maybe 4 times a month or so, Gardaí are having to be called and respond to unwanted circumstances at the hospital.
Disappointing. Okay, yeah.
I find that very disappointing.
In asking the questions, you got the information out into the public forum, and I think that's very worthwhile, so people understand what often people working in that environment have to deal with. Beyond that, there is security, obviously, because it's the security that contacted the Gardaí, and the Gardaí did respond on all occasions. What else do you hope to achieve from this? Can more be done to improve the working environment for doctors and nurses and other staff at the hospital in this context then?
Most certainly. For those who work in the hospital and for those with families having to attend hospital, the hospital environment should be seen as a sanctuary of assistance for those seeking help, and should also be a safe area in which to work for all of those involved in the hospital staffing. So I think it's incumbent on all hospital stakeholders, from management right down to security, to ensure that they listen, and if there's a review or an upgrade required, that it's implemented, and that up to now we also, after what our work health workers went through with COVID, you know, we have to really, really compliment the forbearance of all to date, but their safety and their sort of being able to happy and coming to their work and not be worried about, I wonder what will happen today.
How is that achieved, do you think? Because I think the INMO, are making similar calls they have in the past, so I wonder how we achieve that. I think we'd all aspire to that.
Well, the answer to resolve it will be all working together and acknowledging that it's the statistics there, that there's an issue to be confronted, and all parties from management right down to the unions, right down to those working in security or for security, that they all have a hearing and that they can work together, resolve, and hopefully end the actions that have been really upsetting that have occurred in emergency departments.